deal with it. Whenever I'm asked to give a talk in a university somewhere, I'm always reminded of my student life. So student life is a preparation for the higher life. This preparation of the ground. They have to take up our places in due course. So they are the hopes of the coming generation. For students, especially if there are few here, I would like to say a few words. The student life is a life for preparation for the higher life. Man learns and unlearns all through life. In that respect, even I take myself as a student even now. You are the students of the budding hopes of the coming generations. For them especially, they have to learn and learn and learn to attain that knowledge which is of use both outside and inner side, exotic side as well as esoteric side. For the exotic side, hard work is another name for teachers. In the old days, the students had no books. They simply memorized all things by memory. Now we have got facilities. But the basic things that were helped in that case were just of life. It is a great blessing for the students especially to have these lives in thought, word and deed. That is the power which gives strength to your brain, to your body and everyone. In the wrestling you find those who especially prepare themselves for wrestling and they have complete chastity. This is the first in the power. This is a great tonic with which no other outer tonic can compare. It gives you strength physically, mentally, and also if it is done more than what is needed by the body, that changes it into a power called ojos that helps you to transcend from finite to the infinity. This is the first thing which enables a student to prepare himself for the higher life. Second thing is to respect their teachers. You see that one third is taught by the word of mouth and two thirds by reception, by radiation. So they should have adoration, you see, honor, respect for the teacher. Otherwise, you learn only one third of the whole thing, and two thirds will be eliminated. For the students, they should be obedient to their teachers. They should work up as given instructions to them by the teacher. So every teacher wants his student should progress. And any teacher who is just in charge of certain students, he wants all students to be more efficient than himself. Every king wants his son to be a king, not a minister. This is a very sacred connection with the teachers and the students. Teachers are to present themselves the ideal way of living, the purity of thought. So the student will learn more by radiation. those who hard work is another name for genius. So every saint or every hymn is wrestlers, you see. Wrestlers revels in the strength and vigor and wonders of his Godhead, but he did not get it one day. He needs to work for it. Similarly, students can progress by hard work and strict implicit obedience to the teachers under whom they are taking their course. As I told you, they have to take about place in due course, you see. So I wish them success. Now, as a student also, there is one mystery of life there to be solved sooner or later, and that is we have to just think of us about remembering, which is carrying. You see many bodies like that in which that driving force that leaves the body, what is the fate of that? That is put on the ground. Or cremated according to the customs prevailing in various schools of thought. So what is it that carries this man body? Your hand, you see. And what is that power that leaves the man body? And moreover, it is a wonderful house we live in which there are so many apertures of the eyes, nose, nostrils, ears, mouth, and two underneath. And you please tell yourself that who is the maker of this man body? With all these doors open, we cannot run away out of it. So body works so long as we are in the body, whether as a student or further life. And some power is controlling us in the body, because we cannot run away out of it. This is a basic thing we have to consider. So that power which controls us is the power in the body, is the same power which controls all creation. You see, the galaxy of stars, the planets going round and round their orbits, their suns and moons and earths, such like planets which have seen only once in 5,000 years on their orbits. The intellect baffles. But all these never clash with each other. How controlled it? How is it well planned going on, all this? Sunrise is a stated hour always. Sets a stated hour. All these things come regular. So they are controlled by some well-planned way. Huxley was a great scientist. He first gave out that this world came out of its own self. See? I had a long meeting on my law stool here. One scientist was there to discuss matters. He had a long talk, about 4 or 5 hours. And the people thought perhaps he would not be convinced. So I simply told him, you're dwelt in the way of this force. Have you been able to create an ounce of consciousness? He said, no. So we are conscious beings. We have done so much in the way of energy, that's all right. But we have not been able to create an ounce of consciousness. So we are conscious beings, some conscious power is controlling all this universe, and that Huxley later on gave out, there is some power conscious controlling well planned. So we have to see what is that power that we are, you see, working in the body, and what is that power that controls us in the body. Have you ever thought of it? I think most of us not. So, what about man? Master did come and they solved the mystery of man. Who is man? Man body we have got, of course. But we are not man body. Man has got physical body. Man has got intellect. Man has got all good faculties. But we are ourselves conscious entity. All masters tell us we are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. God is all conscious. We are also conscious beings. Now we have to solve the mystery of life by giving out, O man, know thyself. All philosophers, when they came in the east or the west, both, they gave out the sentence. In their own language, of course. Greek philosophers said the same thing in their own language, Gnoti, Theodore. Latin philosophers also had to say the same thing, Gnoti, Tipta. Persian philosophers also say that we have got so many subjects outside to learn. We have progressed so much all around. What we have done about our own selves, we have progressed physically. We have got so many patches there to tell us how the physical body works in order, how it leads, how can the diseases be removed. So many patches in the system. Intellectually we have also known so much. We have visited moon and other planets are being visited. We have crossed the Himalayas, Mount Everest. We can hear from thousands of miles through radios. We can see through television who is speaking and what is he speaking. We can go around the world in hours. But with all these advancements, physical and intellectual, we are still unhappy. There is reason for that. First is that our intellectual advancement has new inventions. They invented bombs, new neutron bombs. If the world is afraid in the vast thoughts like that, the world will come to an end. The reason why, all these advancements done at the level of intellect, with no heart in them, with them. Had there been heart in it, there should have been no selfishness, no tyranny, nothing. So my point is, you see, so we should develop also our own very self. We are conscious entities. What do we know about our own self? We can say in scripture situation like that, but practically we do not know what is what. So Master all gave out, you must know yourself, who you are, what you are. And knowing oneself comes at the level of feeling sometimes, and by drawing inferences. They are both feelings and drawing influences are sabhigala. Seeing is above all. And seeing arises when it is done by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. Here's my watch, I put it down. This is my handkerchief, I put it down. This is my spectacle, I put it down. My coat, I put it up. My face is my bun. Can you put it up? I say it is my jacket, my boots. So knowing oneself means by rising above body consciousness or by self-analysis. You see, this man body, how is it limited by whom? It is we who will limit the body. The outer expression of the soul is called attention or sut in that. So long as that attention is the outgoing faculty, the outgoing faculties work. Otherwise not. You know, Newton was sitting by a roadside solving certain mathematical problems. band passed by while playing, and some people came later on, asked him whether any band passed by you. He said, I don't know. He was right, because his whole attention was absorbed in solving the problem. Unless our attention is the ears, it won't work. Perhaps you have also got some experience of it in your life. When you are absorbed in some thought, somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not hear. He comes up to you. But dear friend, why don't you hear? Why don't you reply what I asked you? He says, I have not heard. He writes, why? Because my attention was absorbed in something. The daily feelings we have sometimes, you see, and then rise open, we are absorbed in thought. Somebody possibly we don't recognize. So I just put me over like a, take the case of a factory run by powerhouse. There are different departments of the factory working, and the staff from the power house are at a great night. Whichever department is required to be closed, they take up that connection. If you take up the main connection, then the whole factory stands still. So the factory of the man body is run by us. So if we have known ourselves, knowing of yourself, you mean now what? Your conscious entity. You withdraw all your outer attention from outside in the body below. Come to your own self at the seat of the soul in the body, from where you are living the whole body. So there are also departments working in the body too. Sight, audition, taste, smell. There are departments. When our attention is with those physical outgoing faculties which work for sight, audition, etc., they work. You will understand it is we who run the factory of the body. But we are controlled in the body. Because we cannot run away out of it in spite of so many apertures in the body. So that power which controls us in the body is called God intuition power. World has came into being called world. And the whole case came out of that. That is called nameless when it came to expression called now. Or kalma, anything like that. So they solved the mystery of life. Who is carrying on this man body and who is that power which controls us in the body. So man body is considered to be the highest in all creation. For the reason that in man body only we can analyze ourselves, know ourselves and know the God, which, the power which is controlling us in the body. In no other body. Fortunately, we have got man body. So in man body we are bound to some extent and also free within certain limits. Leaving man body aside, all other bodies are bound, because they have no freedom. You are all come here, sitting together. Can animals do it? Can birds do it? No. So this, just the railway line is set. The train will run on that. Further you are in a position to direct your line and your life. So present man body depends on the reaction of the past. Then we are brought together to pay up debts, give and take. This is the first thing. The other thing is we can direct our steps to God or try to come back here. That is the main thing dependent on the attention which is absorbed outside or with the power controlling us within. If we have got for that power which is called God in His patient power, naturally we'll go where we are attached. If we are attached to the world outside, naturally we'll come here. So this is in man body, mystery of man body. So this is spoken of, you see, when the master come, they have solved this mystery of life. Those who have met them personally, they also solved this mystery of life. They knew themselves and had the context of the old self controlling them and all the master has given out that they have seen God. Not the God absolute, but the God into His present power. But God wanted, absolute God wanted to express Himself. So there was vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sun. God is light, all scriptures say. God is noon, God is jyoti, and God is voice of God, God is pramikari, God is sound principle. So that power which came into expression, the two aspects of which is light and sound, that can be seen. Guru Nanak was asked, is there a God? Yes, it's all apparent everywhere. With what eyes you can see Him? He said, those eyes are different from the eyes of flesh and bones, with which He can be seen. That is the eyes referred to in scriptures as the single eye. Thine eye is single, thy whole body shall be in the Bible you find that. All others say that the third eye or the shivneta, the latent eye within you. When that is open, you see, those who met the masters, they gave a demonstration of that, how to open that eye. That is open when your attention is withdrawn from all outside and from the body below. Come to the seat of the soul in the body which is at the back of the eye, where at this death soul withdraws from the earth and comes in either after. There that eye is open, and demonstration given by the masters, they give us them a boost way up, and they see for themselves this life. The master said, don't believe in the words of the master if you are not convinced by having some experience of that. This is one thing the master comes, this is a subject one for all. When they left the scene, to keep their teachings alive, the schools of thought came into existence. Social body, you might say, schools of thought. The purpose was there so that many people may derive benefit from the teaching of the Master. So long as there were practical people, people could derive the benefit. But for want of practical people, the same formation which came into existence with very noble purpose stagnated, and stagnation resulted in deterioration. When you forget, other masters come up to revive that very talk. This is main thing that you can't have in man body. This life beyond too. We can be spiritual now if you know how to rise above body consciousness. Where the world class is and there the religion starts. So when you leave, learn to leave the body at your will, then no sting of death is left. You know, feel jolly, all glory and beauty lies within you. Now whatever we are speaking about God, it is only what we read in the scriptures are told by Master, not seen. So Master says, unless you see yourself, now your praise is what you sing of God are like blind men. God is light and you are not seeing light. Isn't that like it? Guru Amar Das, who spent 70 long years in satya, truth. He performed all those practices which relate to the outer faculty, mind or intellect. With all that, he had no glimpse of God. They are good actions meant for God, to knowing God, but you have not known God. You say God is life, God is reverberating in all creation, even in all forms, but have you seen it? This is what you read, you see. They are good actions because in that you do not lose your ego, you are the doer. So the law that works here on the earth is to as you sow, so shall you reap. Good actions lead to good thought, good result, bad and bad. So good and bad actions both are equally binding. So long as you do not become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. This is one side of the teachings of the Master, which they join us, because in that man body only we can know God and know another. And the other thing they what bring to tell us, that there is the creator of this whole universe. He has also created you in the womb of the mother. God is right there. God does not reside in temples made with stones. This is what all scriptures tell us. Once I gave a talk in London on my last tour, when I gave out this thing, one bishop stood up. He said, "You have thrown atom bomb on all our Christianity." What do you mean? Churches are made after the model of man body. God resides in the house which He has made in His womb of the mother. Temples are made dome-shaped, like heads. Temples, I mean. Churches are made nose-shaped. Mosques are made out of forehead-shaped lines. In all the other places of worship, they are made out of the model of man body. And they are put in two symbols representing God, light and sun. In temples, whoever enters, he rings the bell, and light is lit on him. In churches, you go, bell is already ringing all along, and light is lit there. So, in all the worship places, where you find them. So, those are models made after the man body to let people know. There's such like light is within you and such like sound which are reverberating. So for those who are not yet awakened, their inner eye is not opened, outer churches, mosques and temples is the stepping stone to make them understand what is what. But so long the practical people there, they refer to the man body. For want of practice, they are only given up to that. That's the end of, be all and end all. Guru Nanak went to Persia. There the saint, Rukunji by name, came up to him. "Well, you are a great saint, you must have seen the palace of God." He said, "Yes, I have seen." He described his man body. He said, "There are 52 minarets, 32 teeth and 20 nails, the two windows, and from above God speaks, calls for us." So man body is the true temple of God in which He resides. And in man body only we can know God, that also resides in this man body. Master says that we have seen. Where? In man body. Why can't we see? He says, because mind stands between you and God. Your souls are being led away, controlled by mind. Soul means the outer expression of soul is attention, called attention. In Punjabi it's got soul. That is driven by mind. Mind is driven by outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything dragged by outer desire. So we are identified with the mind and outgoing faculties and outside things so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. You ask a little child, 2-3 years old, who you are. He simply open his eyes and open his mouth. He feels something conscious here. As he grows in here, you ask him who you are, he says, I am Mr. Smith, I am Mr. John, I am Khan, I am Singh, I am this, I am that. And further impressions, when he gathers in his subconscious mind, who you are, I am a Sikh, I am a Christian, I am an Indian, I am French. See, that is so far from you, swallowed by feeling, I would say now, you feel something here, that we are forgotten ourselves. So Master tell us in this place, you are in the man body, your conscious entity is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. God is all consciousness, God is all eternal, God is all wisdom, and God is all joy and happiness. You are a dark portion of all that, you have all these things reflected in you. But you are just driven away by mind. You are sitting and praying to God. People ask him, what for? He says, last night thieves came and they took away my heart. People ask him, what is there for thanking God? He says, I thank God only for the reason that I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would have also been taken. I think he was very wise. He saved the riders and let them go the horse, and what we are doing? This horse, we ride now. And we have forgotten the rider of our own self. So that is all Master said, no, that's not. This is one aspect of the man body. Why it is spoken so highly by all creation. And further, all masters say, you have got the same privilege from God. No high, no low. Born the same way. Outer construction the same. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two hands, two feet. Inner construction also the same, you have got lungs, you have got stomach. Every day morning, municipality takes the filth of your body, isn't it? So you will find God as your predator, and you are conscious entities. As man, we are all one. By taking labels, we have divided ourselves into so many parts. We are now called by the labels we are carrying, although truly speaking we are man. We are the man body, we are not man, we are the man body, but we are conscious entities, the doubts of the ocean of our consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters. And Master, when they come, they bring in the religion of love. Love God who has created you, who created all the universe on which you are living. And second commandment, you know, love thy neighbor. You may add further, love all animals, birds, reptiles. They are the younger brothers of the family of God, is it not? So Master, come and pray, O God. Peace be unto all the world over. This is the first lesson which Master gives. All mankind is one. No high, no low. We are man first, and then Christian, Mohammedan, Sikhs, Jews or anyone. The labels which you carry on our body. That shows only in which school of thought you are giant to solve the mystery of life. That school is creditable who turns out out many successful students. A school is one. It's got very high, very big halls like this. It's got very good playing grounds. It's got very set prescribed dresses, very magnificent. And no student comes out of that school successful. Would you appreciate? As you watch, a gold, for instance, studies jewels, and if it does not give time, then there's a well. Then outside you see some sofa sets are there, electricity is there, all convenience is there, but the well doesn't give us any water then. So these schools of thought came into being with very noble purpose, I would say, but for want of practical people, the same good old custom kept itself. Mass should come from time to time to revive this thing. Oh man, you are going to miss. Second sin, they say, all mankind is one. Then they say, we have seen God. Where? He's apparent everywhere, all is the expression of Him. You see, we look here. There seems to be nothing there. But is it so? If you see through a microscope, it shows, magnifies about 700 times one thing, magnifies. If you look through it, you'll find this air filled with insects and everything. So when that inner eye, or single eye, is open, you see God in the face, His light everywhere. When that eye is open, you see, masters are told they give eyes to the blind. Blind world is a, in the terminology of the saints means not those who have no eyes on the forehead, but those inner eyes not opened to see God. They say, we have seen God, and they were in man body only. Then we ask, why can't we see? He says, because mind stands between you and Him. Mind is, as I already told you, our souls are controlled by mind. Mind is controlled by the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are tracked like anything by the outer jhana. We are driven like anything. So unless mind, you see, if we analyze mind, it is found out bliss, jaya. In the outer enjoyments, you feel some jaya. That is why he doesn't want to leave it. If it has a taste, some higher taste, which is more splendid, 100 times, 1,000 times more, then if it has just taste of that, then that's all the outward enjoyment simply. So God has made that arrangement with each one of us. That is the water of life, or the nectar of life. It is within each one. And what is that? That is the God into expression power, which has two aspects, light and sound. Now, how to control the mind, that's the point. We are identified with the body. The only way out is what? Somebody should be able to drag you up. Because now we are identified with the outgoing faculties and body. We are identified with them so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. And the practices which we daily try to do to know ourselves, they all relate to the outgoing faculty, mind or intellect. When we are already identified with this, then perform those practices, methods, which relate to the outgoing faculty, mind or intellect. How can you rise above them? So somebody should be there who can take you up. Maulana Rum says, we are in the prison house of the body. It's all locked all round by the 9 doors, you see. 9 doors of the body, there are 10 doors in the body. 9 doors are open to the outer senses, to the sense world. And this is one way, 10th door, which is that where the soul passes at the time of death. Krishna and then pass it. That is within you. So Master tells all that rise above this body consciousness. You will be able to have that nectar of life which is within you. And for that, when that nectar of life is to be had, when you withdraw yourself from all outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where the death, at the time of death, we are withdrawn from all outside and from the body, and eyes are upwarded. From there, they leap into the beyond. So Saint Plutarch tells us, though you are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, they have told us the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. True that the silver cord which is based on the reaction of the past is broken. You cannot return. You learn to die while alive, that the silver cord is not broken, you have to come back. Now all masters have said like so. Mohammedan saint Prabhupada said, die before you die. Learn to die so that you learn before die. Some people went to him, well, dear friend, now how can we die? Is it death which will take us to the grave? He said, no. It is death which will take you from darkness to light. Sun sets here and rises the other way to light. Death is no bugbear. The matter of jaya for those who know how to trust in body, and which is the demonstration of which is given by the masters. The first thing they do, they tell us, learn to die so that you may be into it. All masters, Kavi, Guru Nanak, and everybody. Somebody questioned Guru Abbas house, how the outgoing faculties are upturned, receding, withdrawn from outside. Then he told him, dear friend, sit down and see. It is better seeing. Cannot be called as intellectual. Sit and see. And when you are completely withdrawn from outside, you die while alive, your inner life is open. And they are teaching for all mankind alike. They don't look to your labels which you are carrying on your body, you see. They see you are man. And further, you are not when you are having the man body, you are conscious entity. The top of the ocean of all consciousness, we are all brothers and sisters in God. And we have one controlling power whom we worship called by different names. So this is seen out almost by all of us. In Hindus, among the Hindus, there is a custom. They are made twice born. In the old days, 5 years old children, 7 years and 9 years old children will be twice born. One birth in this body and the other into the beyond. The birth into the beyond is that we had only at the feet of the Master. New birth, what you call, the birth into the beyond. They you to give them Gayatri Mantra, perhaps some of you might be aware about that mantra, that says, rise above this place and just see the rays of sun coming to you and be absorbed in the sun. Oh Lord, direct our attention to that. They you to give Gayatri Mantra and also give them demonstration of rising into the beyond and see the light. Custom still prevails. 5, 7 years, 9 years old, made twice born and given Gayatri Mantra, but no demonstration. So as the time passes, for want of practice for people, we forget. We seem to stick to the letter of the rule and lose the spirit of thereof. This is what is called twice born. Are you being born anew? That's all. Christ also had the same thing to say. Except ye be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, you remember, he was a learned man, Jew, leader. He came out, oh Lord, we are old men, how can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? Well, look here, you are a learned man, people respect you like anything. Don't you know that the spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then he forcefully said, you must be reborn. So this being reborn, twice born, and die while alive, demonstration of this you can have at the feet of the Master. We respect all teachers. At whose feet we have learned something, maybe out of exalted side. We are thankful. But someone required who is adept in that and can give you a demonstration of rising above body consciousness. That is such a person is called as Master, or a Guru, or a saint, in which God is manifest. God resides in every heart. There's nobody without it, but somewhere where it manifests. The manifest of God in man can give you a demonstration of that, how to withdraw your attention from outside and come in contact with that, for which you should bear testimony, nobody else. They give out the words, you see, don't believe in the words of the Master. Even if you do not bear testimony of that, maybe little or more. So, these are the teachings, we say. They give teachings to all alive, as I told you. What they give out, what they have seen. They know their job, they are sent by God, you see. All Masters said like, Guna say, I have the mouth, you shall be there. Don't utter anything you said as inspired by God. And this is why Christ also said, we know our job, what we have to do, we have got instruction. They come with a purpose, you see. That purpose is before them. But they work at the level of man. Because the teacher of man can only be teacher. The voice is just coming from heaven. I am your Guru. He said, well, we should be on the same level to hear and understand things, and also some demonstration of that. So this is what we can have in man's body. World peace can only come, kingdom of God can only be had if first we learn we are all one. Maximally, whether we bear one level or that makes no difference. No high, no low. God is us in every heart. And whichever heart is manifest, is to be respected. The manifest of God in Him, Word made flesh, can give you demonstration how to withdraw your attention from outside, raise up to the level of your soul, with the back of the eyes, and open the inner eye or single eye to see the light of God, which is given by all scriptures. You know who is a Sikh? Ideal Sikh, who has got that manifestation of the light of God with the full manifestation of the Lord, life of God, of God, light of God. Hindu is one who lights the candles outside also, lights the light within himself, you see, reachable outside, not within also he hears that sound principle. Mohammedan is also one who sees the light of God and hears the Kalam-e-Kareem. And I think Christian is one who sees the light of God and hears the voice of God. the ideal, I think ideal in all the English said. One life is fit in a church, the other in a temple, the third in a mosque, fourth in a Jewish temple, or anywhere. Well, life is the same. These models were made for people to understand that such life and such life sound is reverberating within you. And they got something to start with, capital to start with, of light and sound. As I told you, the world is full of teachers. We have respect for all of them, at least we will learn something. But we need somebody who can raise our withdraw our attention from all outside and also from the body below, for a while, open the eye and give you something to start. A man comes to you, gives a very wonderful talk on the business principles, very informative of course, but the people to whom he is giving the talk, poor fellows have no money. What will your talk do? So such teachers are what you can give you some capital on. You remember the parable given by Christ? One landlord came to some people, so many talents, others more, others less. And he came after some time and asked him, whatever your talents, he said, I raised more, out of 20 I made 40, the others less, double. So something should be given to start. People say, all that you will have at the end of the world when you die. Where's the proof of that? A bird in hand is better than two in the bush, of course. In the old days, we find initially that masters, people used to sit at the feet of the master for years. When they considered the vessel was ready, only then they gave up something. Now the times have changed. Who can sit at the feet of the Mahatma so long? Now they give them something to start with the very first day, maybe little or more, and watch their progress. And for that, what is to be done? Truly, they must criticize themselves as you criticize others, and weed out all imperfections from day to day. Also, what I have found is given to you, dwell that by regular place. So this is why this blessing is getting being done more. It's day and night. Meanwhile, people have no time to swear. Something to start with, if you're sincere, you'll progress like anything. But mind that time factor is necessary. For anything, Rome was not built in a day. A wrestler does not become a wrestler in one day. A strong man revels in his strength and weaker man wonders how he got it. Every saint has his past and every sin his future. Man body, whosoever has got it, he's got the hereditary right to know God. Fortunate we have got the man body, that's highest in all creation. More fortunate we become if God gives us an opportunity to sit at the feet of the Master. It is a great blessing to have a living Master who rises above body consciousness and helps others to rise above body. It gives them some demonstration to start with, some capital to start with. And also give them extend further directions. So when a man comes in contact with some master, his duty is first to live up to what he says. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And all other masters say that. It's their own legend, of course. A man who is wearing very dirty, filthy clothes, which is bad odor, would you allow him to sit by you? No? then how can you expect a man whose mind is full of evils, full of dirt, God will allow to embrace you? So even the dog, which is lower suffering, we say, it touches the, please the earth with its tail first, then sits. You want a king to enter your house, can you expect him to enter in a dirty house? No. So my point is, you see, two kinds of must come to the world. Of course, that is the same power, you see, electricity somewhere it gives you light, fire, somewhere it gives you cold waves and ice. The same? Electricity is the same, two aspects of it. So two kinds of earth come to the world. One, whenever there is unrest in the world, you see, people are going off the mark, too selfish, too, what do you say, narrow-minded, bigotry. They don't realize the equality of man. They come up, they do punish you people, raise the other righteous ones, and that is their job. They are called incarnation. There is a prison house, one man went out there who was wanted the, I mean, good of the people. He saw there people had very bad food. He allotted some money and the prisoners began to have good food. He came away. Another man went there who had sympathy with the prisoners. He said, saw they have got no clothes, we are naked, they feel cold, they feel heat. He allotted certain amount. And the prisoner began to have good clothes. A third man entered it. They saw they are living in a pigeonhole, seriously, unventilated, etc. He allotted a certain amount and the prisoner began to have good ventilated house. Another man came out. He had the keys of the door of the prison house. He opened the door and said, all go out who are like. Whichever, you see, you will be for beneficial who came to the prison. The last one or the first thing. Of course, incarnation comes to set it right. That's the same power as I told you. Somewhere electricity works for the high heat. Somewhere cold. So their own function, I mean their own duties. So masters come to release you from the prison house of the man body. Come out, please, whoever wants to. Please, go back to home. Christ was of that home. Guru Nanak, Kabir and so many others. So we are fortunate to have the man body. When you consider as man we are one, as soul we are one. We are worshipping the same power called by so many names, where is the difference? We got the same light in the church, the same light in the mosques, the same light in the Sikh temples, the same light in the temples. What is the difference? Differences are made by man for want of right guidance, right understanding. So we want the society, company of somebody who has the right understanding, and what is the right understanding all mankind is one. No height, no low. As soul also we are all brothers and sisters in God. Some are standing on the table and some are sitting, presiding before the table, according to reaction of the past. But all the same God has given them the same privilege. So spiritually, we are all God's same principle. So remain, Master come, don't come to destroy but to fulfill. They don't touch these social bodies. We are telling that the first man is a social being, he must have some social body to live in. If you break one, then another will be formed. It so happened in Lahore, one atheist called with all heads of the religions to prove that their religion is the third thing. Very wonderful subject. I also attended that. It is about, I think, 40-50 years back. All heads of the religion stood up. They proved their outer forms and rituals. Sikhs proved their own, Mohammedan proved their own, Christians proved their own in infant, etc., and all of this. Then he stood up. Look, your friends, marriage should take place. That is just some higher power whom you worship taking in his presence through the hands of him. Pure person, missionary or pandit or anybody, in the presence of 100-200 people, from this day onward their religion is linked. What difference does it make if marriage is performed this way or that? So he gave one or two other examples, why should all what we send out responses? I was there, I stood up. My dear friend, what you say is better from your level of thinking. But say, think, you have got over 50,000 people of your own viewers. Then won't you form a society? Then you will have to form some rules and regulations to go by. You find by practice that such a rule does not work well, you change it. Would it not be better, let the people remain in their own social bodies, and if there is anything not good, that should be beat it out. Instead of what you want to evade now, you will have reforms. Same thing, okay? You are right. You are that yet, but he loved you very much. My point is, you see, Master should come to fulfill, not to destroy. Don't touch out. They come at the time when there's misunderstanding, their parties, their separation. In the name of religion, outer forms and rituals, outer labels, they come up. Guru Nanak came up, Kabir came up, at the time when there are two parties very strong, Hindus and Mohammedans. Mohammedans thought that we are the superior persons. Mohammedans, Hindus also thought the same way. They are very diverged off. And Kabir gave out, I am neither a Mohammedan nor a Hindu. I take both of you alike. And the Guru Nanak was contemporary. He said, God and Allah is the name of the same whom we worship. We are all one. I am neither a Mohammedan nor a Hindu. Then the people came up to ask who you are. He says, of course I am taking the label of a Hindu, the outer form. But I am not this outer form, I am something else. You are also